you don't create a generational blessing, you might create a generational curse and not mean to. So let's talk about what that means. So I'm going to start with I'm going to preach tonight on generational blessings, and I want to start with a verse in Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Here's what the Bible says there. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So death and life are in the power of the tongue. If you don't have that one on your refrigerator, put it up tomorrow, because it's so true. It's a great reminder that the things we say in our house are either creating life or death. The things you say to your family are either creating life or death. The things you speak over your business are creating life or death. The things you speak into your friendships, they're creating life or death. So the power of life and death is in the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. I'll never forget one night when my phone rang, and it was very late at night. And when I answered, I couldn't hear anyone talking, but I could hear someone crying. And it was a young girl, and she was crying, and she said, Pastor, can you help us? And I did not even know what had happened. And then she held up the phone, and I could hear her parents arguing. And she didn't want to call the police because they told her that everybody would get in trouble if they did. So she was so scared, she called me. And I don't even know how she had my number, if I was programmed into, because she was very, very young. And she let me hear her parents arguing, and she hid while she held up the phone. And I said, is your brother there? She had an older brother, and she said, yes. I said, can you go get him? I don't want to move. I'm afraid to move. I'm scared. I said, well, I need to talk to your older brother. And she finally went to him, and I said, take her out of the house. Take her somewhere where she can't hear that. That is scaring her to death. It's terrifying her. She does not need to hear this. Take her out of the house, and I'll deal with your parents. And I got with one of my elders, and we went to their house and got there just in time because she was about to hit him upside the head with an iron skillet. And it had escalated to that point, and who knows what would have happened after that. And I watched this family for years destroy each other. I watched them all the way to the divorce, and then I watched the kids grow up insecure, and then I watched their children make one bad decision after another. And it was all because they were hearing things that children should not be allowed to hear. And I want to say this as firmly as I can. If you are doing this in front of your children, stop it. You are hurting your children. You may not think you are, but you are killing them on the inside. If you are letting them hear your arguments, you are immature, and you need to grow up and go outside and protect your family. Don't tell me you have a temper. You can control it if somebody calls you on the phone. You can control your temper even if you have a spirit. The spirit is subject to the prophet, the Bible says. You have a lot more control over your life than you think you do. You just fall apart because it makes you powerful and gets you what you want. The truth is, there's a lot of people not protecting their children. They have conversations with children in the car that children should never hear, and they don't think they're paying attention, but they are. They have conversations around them, and you know what you're doing? You are creating a generational curse, not a blessing. You're putting words in their minds that they're going to think about for the rest of their life, and it's going to cause them to make poor decisions. Now, you don't have to be like that. Now, I'm talking to the kids. If you heard that your whole life, that's not a sentence of doom. If you heard that, the Holy Spirit can get inside of you and heal you, and you don't ever have to think about it again. Believe me, there's a lot of testimonies in this room that grew up in hard families that nothing was done right, but they made it okay with the help of the Lord. So I want to tell you, just because that happened doesn't mean that you're sentenced to a bad life. No, the Holy Spirit can give you a turnaround anointing and change everything. So you put your hands in the hands of the Lord. And just because you were hurt does not mean you have to hurt anybody else. Just because everybody in your family has got a divorce doesn't mean you have to. Just because everybody in your family is an alcoholic doesn't mean you have to be one too. No, the Holy Spirit has power over all of that. So now I'm speaking to the kids who are victimized by this kind of foolish and immature behavior from adults. You should protect your children's ears. The Bible says, do not awaken love before its time. Well, there's a lot of things that shouldn't be awakened before its time. Do not awaken a lot of things before its time. Things must be age appropriate for your kids to see and hear and watch.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
Generational curses. Here's the thing you need to know about a generational curse. I want you to put this slide up because I want you to read this. It's not like voodoo, all right? So it's not this demonic thing that's, you know, some people just make it too scary. It's like, oh, you know, the devil's this, the devil's that. Listen, I don't testify for the devil, and you shouldn't either. So, yeah, I realize the devil's powerful, but generational curses are not like voodoo. It's not a demonic curse on your family. No, there are messages in your mind that are acted out because of a preconceived expectation of yourself and others. You think this is the way it is, so you keep repeating it, and you keep doing it. It's not even, there is a spiritual component to it, but the spiritual component is that you have created this world by the words you've spoken, by the harshness that you've spoken. When you degrade your spouse in front of your children, you're causing your children to be insecure, and then you wonder why they're insecure. Then you want to get somebody to pray for them because they're insecure, and you're the problem. No, because you're creating that in them. Because you're not allowing, there are certain things that children need to be protected from, right? I told you we were going to get Pastor B tonight. There is a spiritual element to generational curses. The messages have created an open access to your mind, and now the enemy can set traps for you. If the enemy knows you're afraid of it, well, all he has to do is push all the buttons. Same way couples argue. They know what shuts you down. They know how to make you mad, and so does the devil. When you've got all this mess inside of your head and you know you've seen all this behavior for years, that's why you think it's demonic. No, it's thought process. It's the battlefield of the mind, but it becomes demonic when the devil starts controlling that part of your life, because now he has an open access to your mind and he can push your buttons and shut you down anytime he wants to. See, here's something you need to know. Every man and woman needs to know this. God made you male and female. Now, I'm not going to get on all the arguments of this. I'm just telling you what the Bible says, all right? So that's another sermon for another day, and I don't mind preaching it, all right? So we're not going to talk about this particular thing tonight. But God made you male and female, and he did that on purpose. He didn't make you exactly alike for a reason. And God gave assignments to the man that were different from the assignments to the woman. And God gave assignments to the woman that were different from the assignments to the man. Each male and female were giving gifts that the other one was not given. And I know there's this argument that a man can do anything a woman can do. Try having a baby. A woman can do anything a man can do. No, listen, just you're fooling yourself, because God made you different for a reason. And that is a compliment to you. That is a gift to you. Don't ruin the gift. Don't take the best part of you and give it away over pride. Don't do that. No, God made you male and female. He made your man to be the covering. I want every woman in this house to listen to me right now. Now, this is important. I'm gonna talk to the guys too, but I need to talk to you right now. If you want your children to feel safe, don't ever cut their father down in front of them. You start cutting down your husband in front of your children, you just made your kids feel unsafe. He is their protector, and they need to see him that way and feel that way. God said to the man in the Garden of Eden, protect and provide. That's your job. And every man worth his salt understands that. He knows I got to protect and I got to provide. And there's no level for that. That means whatever you have to do. But every man is there to protect and provide. And when you start cutting your spouse down in front of your children do not feel protected. That's why they can't sleep at night and they're still in your bed. That is why they're still in your bedroom, and that is why they're still doing things that's hurting your marriage, because God gave you your children as a gift, not to destroy your relationship. And God made every woman as the most beautiful thing he ever made in the world. And the ugliest woman in the world is a beautiful woman with an ugly mouth. That's the ugliest thing in the world. You destroy everything about yourself when you get a nasty mouth on you. You're not beautiful anymore. You're not sweet anymore. You're not nurturing anymore. You're none of the things that every man wanted his whole life to marry. You're none of that anymore. Every boy dreams of marrying this perfect girl, and that girl is not a girl that cuts him down every other breath. That is not a girl that embarrasses him in front of his own children and calls him names in front of his own children. No, first of all, you're sinning, and secondly, you're destroying your family with your own mouth. The Bible has a whole chapter on a woman who is a hardworking woman who builds up her house with her hands and tears it down with her mouth. Read the book of Proverbs. There's a whole chapter on that lady in the Bible, that she builds it up, but then she destroys everything she built. Hardworking, yes, but destroys everything because she can't keep her mouth shut. And a woman's power is in her speech. And every woman in this room that's married knows what I'm about to tell you is true. You have the most power of anybody in the house until you start abusing it. I'm telling you what, I would die for that redhead, and I would die for my girls. She can talk me into anything. It's the truth. She has power over me. But can I tell you what happens when you start calling people names, you start cutting them down, they shut down on you. They quit feeling what they used to feel. And then you have no power. And then that just makes you meaner and uglier. No, you know, I promise you, every lady in this room, I don't know what you see in the mirror, but I promise you, you're the most beautiful thing God's ever made. I promise you that. Every woman, I've never met a woman in my whole life who wasn't absolutely beautiful. It's true. God made you that way. You're beautiful. Your beauty is your strength, and your speech is your strength. That is your strength over everything, and you know it's true. That's your power over the whole world. The things that come out of your mouth and your beauty, and you say, well, I don't look like everybody else. You're not supposed to. I promise you, there is a man out there looking for you. So why do people get into generational curses? Well, because they hear words like this their whole life. You're ugly. You're worthless. You're just like your whoever. Comparison. You're a sissy. You're weak. You're dumb. You won't amount to anything, and things just like that. And after a while, when you start believing it, you start acting it out because you really think it's true. You don't know why it's true. You don't actually believe that it's true in the beginning, but after a while, when you've been told that so much, you tell your husband 100,000 times he's weak, he'll become weak. You tell your children 100,000 times they're dumb, they'll become dumb. Because after a while, they start believing the lies that you have spoken over them because you have cursed them instead of blessed them because you've spoken something over them that has not built them up or encouraged them, but something that has done the actual opposite. You know, it's called labeling now, I think. And so when you label people, it's hard to peel those labels off.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand his kingdom around the world.